Right, we're here at the U.S. Grains Council delegate meeting, and our luncheon today featured two students who just recently went on a trip for the ICAL program, and I'll let them introduce themselves. They're Michelle and Amy. Michelle?
My name is Michelle Yukin. I'm from Atlantic, Iowa. It's a small town in southwest Iowa where I grew up on a row crop farm as well as feedlot and cow-calf operation. I'm currently a senior at Iowa State University, majoring in ag business, econ, and international agriculture.
Very good. And Amy?
Hello, my name's Amy Berry, and I'm also a senior, but I'm at the University of Wyoming studying animal science, and then I'm from Cheyenne, Wyoming, a Hereford operation where we raise registered horned Hereford bulls and sell them every fall.
All right, very good. And Michelle, I'm going to start with you. Why don't you tell us just what the ICAL program is?
Well, the ICAL program is an awesome opportunity for students to get involved overseas and just really learn international markets as well as just opportunities abroad. And 12 students are selected every year and from all across the U.S. and get this opportunity to go abroad. So,
and what does ICAL stand for again?
International Collegiate Agriculture Leadership.
And the program is funded through the Grains Foundation, is that correct?
Yes, it is. And also individual sponsors, who agribusinesses and things like that. So.
And you both just came back from a trip. And Amy, why don't you tell me about where you went?
Well, we started off in Vietnam for about 2 days, and we went to Ho Chi Minh City, and then we ventured on to China, where we started in Guangzhou, and then Beijing, and finally Hong Kong.
What do you think were some of the insights that you came back from that trip with?
To be quite honest, there were so many, but a few of those would be that the work that the Grains Council does is real, and it's real to help producers here. They're thinking globally and solving problems that producers couldn't do alone, and it's really helping us locally. And so that, and then also just to learn about the culture over there is very different, but definitely changed my perspective.
All right, very good. And how about you, Michelle?
Oh, I learned so much over there. I actually got a compliment when I got back. One of my family members was like, hey, I think you got smarter. So that's a good thing. But yeah, just opened my eyes to so much. You know, you can read and you can get on the internet and see everything that they have written about China and Vietnam. But until you get there and really get your hands dirty, you really don't understand what's going on in the country. And experiencing the culture was just very eye-opening. And experience that I'm so glad I got to have. So,
all right, very good. Well, now, Amy, you told us a little story about DDGS in was it China?
Was it in China?
Yes, we got to see some DDGS, not only in Vietnam, but also China. And Dr. Booty was telling us about the story, well, not the story, but the situation that happened down there. It was that, you know, there's a misconception that they thought if they fed those DDGs that it would turn the meat of the catfish yellow instead of it being white. And it's only marketable if it's white. That's how they like it down there. And so they're really worried about it. And the U.S. Grains Council saw that problem and created a solution by changing their perception to a misconception by running some feed trials and then showing them that, indeed, after feeding DDGs, it's not a problem and the meat's very white. So now they can have the benefits of that feedstuff and we can get some more product over there. So,
Michelle, how about you? Is there a specific situation that you would like to relate to the growers out there about what you learned?
Sure. We went to a dairy farm in Beijing, and we just saw that they had this hay, and one was really dark and not very good looking. I mean, it'd be hay that was maybe 5 years old that was sitting in the hay mound for a really long time, and just not stuff you would want to feed cattle. And then we saw this stuff that just looked really good, you know, this green and really lush hay, and I was like, I wonder what that stuff is. Then they later explained that the brown, dark stuff is Chinese hay, which is, I mean, new hay. And then the other good-looking stuff is from the U.S. And I was like, that is interesting. You know, they really need us to supply good product and to just keep up what we're doing here. And China just can't produce the product that we can here. And so it was really apparent when we saw that side-to-side right over there.
Wow, that is very interesting. Now, Amy, what are you guys doing now that you've been back to the trip from the trip to get the word out to other people?
Well, as every ICAL student has the opportunity to present 3 different times to various groups, not only to recruit new members to the ICAL team or to at least apply and hopefully be selected for next year, but then also educate others about what we learned. And so thus far, I have to be honest and say I haven't made a presentation because I've been working on the ranch and busy this summer, but I'm very excited when I get back in the fall. I think 3 is really a minimum, and we need to share what we've learned with as many people as we can.
Well, and I'm sure you've shared one-on-one some of your experiences. What are the kinds of reactions that you've gotten from people?
Well, I'm actually working for a co-op this summer, so part of my job is to just increase relationships with farmers. So I've, you know, got to weasel my way into talking about China and Vietnam with them. And, you know, they're just blown away by the things that I tell them, you know, that you can't own land over there and just all these government policies, as well as just all the things that I experienced over there. And they're just blown away. So that's been pretty much what I've shared so far, is just individual conversations with farmers and just kind of saying, you know, like, keep up the good work. You're doing a really good job. And, you know, countries like China really need us. And when I get back to school, you know, I'll share with students and encourage them to go on the trip next year. And hopefully I get the chance in Iowa to talk to, you know, Iowa corn growers and organizations like that. So.
Well, very good. Thank you both very much. We appreciate you getting the word out to everybody out there what the U.S. Grains Council really does overseas. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting from San Diego.